Morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, the radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics. Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, celebrating 25 years of customer care and quality nutritional supplements, where we help you to help yourself one step at a time toward a healthy habit. Our topic today is the dangers of low cholesterol. And our guest today is naturopathic doctor Ellie Klein. For more than 10 years, his focus has been natural cardiology, metabolic syndrome, and inflammation, and is the author of several books and the creator of various health products. Good morning, Dr. Ellie, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to have you at our store recently and meet with our customers, and they got to sit down with you and ask you questions, and we've got a lot of good feedback on that. So thank you for doing that as well.
Glad to hear that. My pleasure.
So this is a topic that's not often discussed. We all always hear about the problems of high cholesterol. The dangers of low cholesterol is definitely a step sideways here. And again, something we never really hear about. But doctor, you've got some stats and studies associated with low cholesterol. Can you explain some of that to us?
Yes, certainly. So we do hear often about how high cholesterol can potentially be dangerous. But what's interesting to me is that there are many, many studies that point at a different direction. So, especially after the age of 60, people with the lowest cholesterol levels seem to have a shorter life expectancy, seem to experience worse health. Their health isn't as good. And these are studies from mainstream journals, like the Journal of the American Medical Association, Lancet, studies that have been carried out throughout the past few decades. And they're out there in the mainstream medical literature. What's also interesting is the finding of an observational study that looked at more than 100,000 heart attack patients, and they found out that 72% of them had normal or below normal bad cholesterol levels. The study was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine in 2009.
So you said 100,000 heart attacks?
Well, more than 100,000 heart attacks, yes. A very, very large population sample.
So they had normal to low cholesterol at the point of their heart attack.
Yes, yes, exactly. And it's not uncommon for me to have such individuals present at my office where the cholesterol levels were just fine and they still had a heart attack. That can be quite baffling to the average person.
Yeah, for sure.
And again, low cholesterol levels are associated with a variety of different risk factors. According to some studies, there is an increased risk for cancer, and it really has to do with the function of cholesterol in the body, increased risk for depression and even anger and aggression and tendency towards suicide. So there are different studies pointing in this direction, which I think need to balance the current consensus and maybe question that consensus and question the role of cholesterol in cardiovascular disease, and more doctors are starting to realize that.
So the cholesterol is normal or low, and they're still having heart attacks, yet we're told if our cholesterol is normal or we're doing things to keep it from being elevated that we won't have the heart attack. So there's other risk factors, as you mentioned.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
So what are some of the positive? The body is producing this cholesterol normally. So it's got to be there for a reason. Now we can adjust our diet, etc., to avoid that excess. But if the body's making it, what are some of the things that the cholesterol is important for?
Well, let me just touch on risk, the idea of risk factors and the notion that cholesterol is something that is present in plaque and therefore it's a substance that must stick to the arteries and cause plaque. And that's an erroneous notion. The presence of cholesterol in plaque, heart attack closing or stroke closing plaque, causing plaque, is secondary to other factors. The main factor, the main cause of plaque is injury or inflammation in the arteries. And there are various reasons for inflammation in the arteries, smoking, stress, poor diet. Certain dietary factors can cause that. The most important one, perhaps, is excessive intake of vegetable oil, which is very much prone to oxidation, and oxidation causes damage to the arteries. So these are all real relevant factors that can affect the artery wall in such a way that plaque can develop and the kind of plaque that would down the road cause a heart attack or a stroke. And cholesterol is just a secondary factor. And the analogy that some people like to use is, and it's a good analogy, I think a lot of people can relate to that, is the idea that when there's a fire, just because the firefighters are on the scene, it doesn't mean that they started the fire. Cholesterol levels have a role in repair.
Yeah.
It's not the cause of the plaque.
So, like, the repair of our cells is one of the major components in the functions of cholesterol, isn't it?
Yeah. So cholesterol is very versatile. First of all, 85% cholesterol in a body is made from within. So the body makes cholesterol for some very important reasons. It plays a role in the production of important hormones, steroid hormones like testosterone and progesterone and estrogen and vitamin D and so on. Cholesterol is used to produce bile to assist with digestion and glucose and lipid metabolism. Cholesterol is used in nerve function. 25% of it is used by or produced by nerve cells, and it's part of the myelin sheath that coats the nerves.
Yeah.
And as such, it is in charge of conduction of conductivity, of conduction of nerve impulses, and that in turn is associated with nerve function and mood and cognition and so on. It has a lot of various roles related to the structure, the structural stability of the cell as well, and of DNA and so on. So a lot of very, very important roles that cholesterol plays in the body, and interfering with its production, which is what the conventional approach to addressing cholesterol is, can have serious repercussions on health.
So then why, why do we never hear about the low side? I mean, we're always hearing about high cholesterol, but why isn't that being communicated to us, about low cholesterol? And I guess you can't, I don't know, you can't speak for others in this, but it just seems puzzling to me that if there's so much risk at being too low, that we never hear about the balance of the two.
Yeah, that's true. And why that is the case, I don't know. I guess understanding of health and medicine evolves as time goes along, and there's certainly various interests at stake as well that you would like to continue with the current view of cholesterol. But there's some serious repercussions to the indiscriminate cutting of cholesterol just because of what it does in the body. So for example, when you cut cholesterol indiscriminately like that, you also interfere with the production of an important substance called coenzyme Q10.
Yeah, for sure.
60% of CoQ10 is in the muscles and particularly in the heart muscle. And it oversees or is an important part of the energy production process in these cells. And with removal of coenzyme Q10 from these cells, the muscles and the heart muscle in particular can weaken. So some of the adverse effects experienced is muscle weakness and pain. And then, of course, there are the different functions of cholesterol, and then if you interfere with the production of cholesterol, then these functions are affected. So, for example, within the nervous system, some repercussions can manifest as short-term memory loss, difficulty with learning and retention and focus, can affect the mood, can bring about, perhaps contribute to depression, because of its role in the structural stability of the cell and in bile production, can affect sugar metabolism. And certainly with the conventional approach to lowering cholesterol, there's increased risk for developing diabetes. And these are some more serious repercussions. I mean, milder repercussions that perhaps often aren't linked to the decrease or the lowering of cholesterol can be things as simple as decreased energy levels, increased fatigue, poor digestion, difficulties with sleep, things like that.
Yeah, it's amazing the number of people that come into the store and they say they're on like a Lipitor or a Crestor, a Mevacor, Zocal, etc., and they just tell us how sore they are. And I mean, one lady came in, she's talking about numbness in her face. A TVO just had a special on where people have Alzheimer's symptoms. They take them off and do more natural methods and they recover, you know. So yeah. A lot of misdiagnosis. And I just want to say too, like, we're not here to slam any doctors or anything, and but I guess the whole point of this show is to cause us and to make us ask informed questions, you know. Like if folks are experiencing these things, that they should have the information to say, look, I just heard this, I need to look into it a little further.
Absolutely. Yeah, the health of the person is within the person's hands. I'm responsible for my health, and I can't make others responsible for my health.
Yeah,
we do want to rely on a doctor for good sound advice, and that's fair.
Yeah,
and you know what, doctors in Ontario and in Canada are work hard and perhaps even overwork, and a lot of the symptoms that are caused by this approach lowering cholesterol are underreported, because you know often they may be perceived as just a natural part of getting older and poor health in general.
Yeah.
So they're underreported, and so a lot of the medical professionals, health professionals, aren't aware of these in the same extent that have someone who focuses on that almost exclusively, like myself and other practitioners are.
Yeah. Dr. Ellie, we're going to have to take a short break here for a commercial. And after the break, we'll come back and we'll continue our conversation on the dangers of low cholesterol.